The three fronts include surveillance, that is trying to develop new tools to work out where the disease, the malaria parasite, is being transmitted in communities, and then diagnostics, that is better tools to help pick up who in those communities is carrying parasites so they can be treated, and thirdly new treatments for malaria, both to get around problems with drug resistance and toxicity of some of the drugs we're currently using.
Could there possibly be a fourth aspect to this, therefore, in terms of trying to pursue an anti-malaria vaccine?
Well, certainly there are a lot of efforts going on in that front. It's not part of what we're doing, but some of the scientists working on this group have got a lot of experience in the sort of trials that are needed to do should some other scientists come up with a vaccine that we can then test in countries in the region where malaria is a problem.
On the question of diagnosis, is it common for someone to contract malaria and be essentially unaware?
Most of the people who are carrying the malaria parasite at any one time in countries in our region don't know they have it. It's like the iceberg. You can see the people who are sick and who know they have the parasite and who need urgent treatment. There's a big pool of people who are carrying parasites below the surface, and they need all to be found and treated to eliminate malaria from the region.
So when we talk about diagnostic testing, are we potentially talking about screening to try and, as it were, nip this problem in the bud?
Yeah, exactly. So in some countries at the moment, for example, they set up what they call focal screening and treatment. So you find somebody come to the clinic, they're infected, they're sick, they get treated, but then you go back to their village where they come from, their community, and then you go around the local houses and test everybody in that area to see if other people are carrying parasites they don't know about and treat those people. So that's where we need good diagnostics that you can do right out in the community.
And if you're able to achieve that particular aim, would it reduce the risk of the drugs that are available effectively not working? We know that drug resistance to the malaria parasite is a concern.
Drug resistance is an enormous problem. It seems to be spreading through quite a lot of the Mekong region, and certainly by finding in those areas, especially targeting the people who are carrying malaria parasites, finding all the infections and eliminating them is a major priority to stop the spread of this drug resistance.
How optimistic are you that the target that has been set by so many countries of elimination by 2030 can be achieved? Because we're only, 13 years away?
It's an ambitious target. We think that the sort of new tools that we're trying to develop will really help make that more achievable. There are several countries in the region which are actually either have already eliminated malaria, such as Sri Lanka, or very, very close, such as Bhutan, and a lot of other countries are making major strides. We're hopeful that it can be achieved, but there's still quite a long way to go. But with, as you say, a vaccine, plus the sort of tools we're developing, we think it is an achievable target.
Should we be surprised the level of knowledge that you're trying to build up now hasn't already been built up when we know that malaria has been such a big problem for so long? I mean, why hasn't this happened until now?
Well, that's a good question. There has been enormous improvements in malaria since the beginning of this century, so that the number of deaths, for example, has more than halved since the introduction of new, better drugs and the use of bed nets, which are now widespread both in Africa and in Asia. So we are making tremendous progress, but after the last efforts just after the war to try and eliminate malaria failed quite spectacularly, there was a long, long lull and before efforts really started again. I guess that's been the kind of problem that led to malaria becoming resurgent, but we've now turned the corner and we now can see that there is a potential to finally get rid of the burden of this disease.
Is it a case, perhaps, that in the eyes of some, particularly in the corridors of power, that malaria is something that has always been around, whereas other things, say, for example, HIV, they suddenly become a major health problem and a lot of money is poured into that, and then another major health problem comes along and a lot of money is poured to that, and the one that's been there all the time, malaria, to some degree, has been neglected?
It certainly has been a neglected disease throughout the region, and the vivax malaria parasite, which is in some of the countries in the Asia-Pacific the most common one, has been particularly neglected. But we are seeing a real resurgence of interest through organisations like the Global Fund for HIV, TB and malaria, which has really got governments, including Australia, is putting in a substantial funding to help improve malaria control across the countries where it's being transmitted.
And the $2.5 million coming the way of the Doherty Institute, I mean, that's going to make a significant difference, I presume.
I think it's going to make a lot of difference in terms of developing human capacity, both within Australia and within the region. So we're particularly focusing our resources on training up the next generation of scientists, whether it be students or postdoctoral scientists, people early in their career, so that they can develop new tools that can be applied to helping control and eliminate malaria and helping target resources. For example, one particular interest we have is in developing modelling tools and mapping tools, which is basically using complex mathematical skills to work out where is the biggest risk of malaria and where is a government with a limited health budget best off putting its resources so that they can target those most efficiently to the place where they're going to get the biggest bang for their buck. And those sort of skills are really lacking in the malaria field, and they're just coming to be recognised as critical to controlling the disease.